This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, starting on Monday, we began a new message from James, the fifth chapter, about three myths about money. The most sensitive area of your life may not be what you think it is. It may not be some of the obvious ones. The most sensitive issue in most people's lives, believe it or not, is money. We're more touchy about money than anything else. You want to find out the real person, start talking about money and things change immediately. Let's continue with part three of this message about the three myths about money. God bless you as you listen. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, I believe, that we're going to stand before the Lord and give an account for everything we've done in life. Well, I think giving an accounting will be giving an account for what we've done with our money. I really believe that. I don't mean that in a scary way. Just if I'm going to give an account for my life, then I would think the Lord says, give an account for what you did with the funds I gave you while you were on earth. Let's bring up the second one. Money and the things money can buy are permanent. That is a myth. Nothing is permanent. Everything is temporary. I know James uses some exaggeration when he says that gold and silver corrode, because they really don't. But in terms of eternity, they do. Everything corrodes in terms of eternity. Anything you compare to eternity, to God, remember, is nothing. Everything is temporary. It's temporal. It's of this world. The only thing that's permanent is that which comes from the Lord. And whatever you may think is important in your life, whatever you may think is valuable, remember this, it's not permanent unless it's connected to Jesus Christ. The only two things you will take with you when you die, in my opinion, I may be wrong on this, but the only two things you take with you when you die are your relationship to the Lord and your relationship to people. I think we take those things with us. Will we recognize family in heaven? Sure you will. Why wouldn't you recognize your family in heaven? Our knowledge will be made perfect in heaven. The Bible says, why wouldn't we know people in heaven? I think you'll know everybody, because we'll have perfected knowledge in heaven, the Bible says. But the only things you take with you when you leave this earth, your relationship to Christ and your relationship to people. Let's bring up the third myth before we wrap this up. Money doesn't affect relationships is a big myth. And I have parenthetically, are you kidding? Money does impact relationships. You have had relationships in your life that were negatively impacted one way or the other because of money that was borrowed, money that was given, money that was received, money that was owed. The list goes on. And you know that relationships have been affected by money. If you were here a few weeks ago, I told you about meeting a man in Columbus, Ohio, who in 10 years told me he went from abject poverty to becoming a multimillionaire in 10 years. It's not a long time to go from one extreme to the other. It's a very brief time. And you may remember me telling you, he said, I have two responses from my family. I've got relatives that won't speak to me, that used to speak to me. Now that I've got this money, they won't have anything to do with me. It's called reverse snobbery. They snub him in terms of not speaking to him. He said, I've got that reaction, Randy. And the other reaction is I've got cousins I've never met before who call me on the phone and say, I need your help with a business deal. I got a great idea for a new venture. Can you help me with some capital, some money? And he said, that's the reaction I've had because of money. Money does impact relationships. And relationships have been impacted in your life in a negative way because of money. And listen carefully. Money can impact your relationship with the Lord, with the living God.
Question, has money ever impacted a relationship that you've had? Has money impacted a relationship that someone else had with you? That's an interesting question. We'll continue this discussion from James, the fifth chapter, on the myths of money. God bless you as you listen tomorrow.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.